This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, June 7th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we have an open-lying Wednesday. Actually, we have a list of things that we want to speak about. Today is a mash-up, man-down Wednesday. That means that we have two shows mashed up together, which is On the Clock with Aaron Green, and of course, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri mashed together. We're going to have a man-down emergency as we analyze the news. Aaron Green just stepped out briefly as I said, "Aaron, did you see the Tribune?" And she said, "No." And I said, "You need to go downstairs and get it." So she went downstairs to get it as we have some machinations of some things that I said, man, I wonder if the Bahamian people realize that. I wonder if the Bahamian people are analyzing the news. I wonder if the Bahamian people vexed ratted of what is happening to us. Or are we just watching and letting things happen? I have one or two things that I want to discuss, and I'm going to wait till Aaron comes back up so I can prod her for it. But one of the things that I found interesting that I must give commentary about, which Aaron said, "No, hold on, I got to run downstairs to get the paper," because she wasn't aware of it, is the headline in the Tribune, which says, "Some parliamentarians have still not disclosed." And let that soak in for a minute. I actually need to just pause for a minute and have that dramatical pause. Hold on, let me do it again. Did you feel that pause? You hear the silence? It says that some parliamentarians have still not disclosed. And some people say, but why are you vexed? You have to be vexed because it's a vexing situation. You know that we as a Bahamian people complain and agitated and make all kind of noise last year. The year before, that some accountability must be held. We had the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition machinate and say, "Don't worry, this delay ain't happen no more." We have the person who's in charge of that person needs to get fired. Ask Aaron the name of that person who's in charge of publishing the information about the parliamentarians secretaries, permanent secretaries, their salaries, whatever it is. I forget that person's name. You can always text me and remind me of the person's name, right? Said that some people were confused. I think that's a reverend gentleman. Some people were confused about what information they supposed to furnish. That they weren't briefed or educated about parliamentarian procedures about furnishing the information, but that the saying the checks and balances of assets and liabilities was so confusing that they couldn't produce it in time. So they said next year, which is this year, they would ensure that all things are in order because everyone would have understand what was happening. And lo and behold, next year came by, March, the deadline came, April, May, now June. And people still, these honorable men, people still, members of parliament, according to the article, have yet to disclose. So I conclude it's intentional. They meaning to do this because they don't give a flying hoot what the Bahamian people say. They know that it's the Prime Minister that who can enforce the law to say, "Hey, this will be the penalty because you didn't disclose on time," whatever it is, or the Leader of the Opposition who has the authority to say, "Hey, my people on my side, this will be the penalty for not disclosing in time." And they said, "I'll lead the scaver back." They were with you all. They have our back, so you can complain, but whatever you want, complain. I ain't turning nothing in. Nothing. So that's what is happening right there, right? So I have texts already, right? And as I still wait for Aaron to come back upstairs, it says, great show as usual. How come we is always fall for this non-disclosure with the parliamentary? Y'all can't see they ain't had time to hide the money. Boy, I tell you, no, I don't believe that our parliamentarians are dishonest in any way, in any form. I believe these are honorable men and women. I believe they just don't give a darn. They just don't give a darn. And I believe that our leaders, and I mean by leaders, I mean the prime minister and the leader of the opposition, just say, man, let these people go, man. It's small things, man. It ain't that important. If it's that important, they would have done things about it, right? So the next text says, great show as usual. I will make it simple for you all parliamentarians. I have three accounts I will hold the money. So you'll hold the money in general. I see Erin Green just came in, right? I see she already started scanning the newspaper. And I remember she had a pet peeve about parliamentarians not disclosing in time. And I'm going to give a couple seconds to scan that headline to make sure she's appraised of what we're going to be talking about. Because I also want to talk about NIB. Because NIB is something I really get smiling though. But I don't believe that Bahamian people are analyzing the news. I believe that we let anything go because we are cultists. And you say, what do you mean by cultists? I believe that our political parties have turned into a cult. And that we are cult members. Therefore, that whatever our cult leader says, we have no other choice but to support. And this is why we don't complain. This is why we don't grumble. This is why the parliament say, man, I don't give a darn what your opinions think. Right? But Aaron, have you finished scanning that article about the people disclosing? Did they give any... Make sure Aaron mics up. Did they give any reason why there's a 3, 4, 5 months delay?
No, I've been deep in here. There couldn't be a reason.
It really couldn't be a reason.
There's no reason.
But let's start over.
Okay.
And I know you're still scanning. I'm trying to delay so you can scan and be apprised of everything, right? It was due from December. End of the year, right?
Yeah.
By January 1st, you're supposed to disclose.
Yes.
Then we have a deadline for those who are late. That deadline for who are late is March 31st. That's the deadline. That's the people that move say, man, I lousy. I can't give this information in time. I need to call my accountant, who in Jabim, right, to come and do the information. That's March 31st. March 31st has come and gone.
Yes.
Then after March is April. Till the end of April has come and gone.
Let me.
Then May.
Yeah.
Has come and gone.
Yeah.
We're in June now.
The budget's about to.
It's about the budget to start.
Yeah.
It's a new set of money. Right?
To go inside their wallets.
And we plan to give them even more money or access to more money because they don't give a darn. But we ain't complaining. The PLPs, when I call the PLPs, they've been the supporters.
Yeah.
I talk about decent, goodwill Bahamians who say, man, this is my political party because I believe they're better than the alternative. I support them wholeheartedly. The PLPs, those good-minded PLPs, have no sensibility about them to say, hey, even though I support you all, I demand that you govern us properly, right? Yeah. That what is happening is a betrayal to me, that I shame. Mr. Prime Minister, man, do better, please, because the people shaming me, and I don't like these FNM saying, look at these people, because truly, I believe your leader just don't give a damn, but what y'all think?
Do you know it's the leader's birthday today?
Happy birthday, Mr. Leader.
Yeah, let's just say that. It is the Prime Minister's birthday today.
How old is he now? 90? 80?
You know they say the fountain of youth is either in Cat Island or Mayaguana.
That's where it is?
Right.
I thought it was Bimini.
He could be 107. We wouldn't know. Cat Island people don't crack. They don't age.
Because they know magic. But that's a different story altogether.
Absolutely. I think some of these parliamentarians think they know magic as well. Mm. Reading from today's Tribune, some parliamentarians have still not disclosed, is the headline. Some elected officials have still not complied with financial disclosure requirements in 2023, according to the Public Disclosure Commission Chairman Bishop Victor Cooper.
I know he's a bishop of some sort. I think they need to fire him. But anyway, that's just me. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm surprised that he's still there. He said his office would notify Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis and opposition leader Pintard of the delinquencies next week.
Pause. Mm-hmm. Pause. He planned to do what?
He's planning to notify them.
From March until now, he's planning. He didn't do it yet, no. He didn't do it yet.
Yeah.
He plans to, in some distant future, to notify the Prime Minister that his MPs and the opposition leaders, that his one or two of his MPs have yet to declare.
Yes.
He plans to, see? And nobody vexed him.
Nobody but us.
Nobody concerned.
Only Mr. Davis or Mr. Pintard could refer the matter to the Office of the Attorney General for potential prosecution. But neither has said they would. Here's the thing.
You can't lock up no MP.
Technically, they can't. It's not up to them to say that they would, right? The information must be submitted to them for them to speak on it. Now, Pintard is not a Casey. He may have a law degree. He may even be called to the bar. But he's not a Casey.
You're trying to say he's not, don't have that duty of care like someone who has a Casey title.
Right, that ethical duty of care. Because even though you're not operating in your capacity as a lawyer, you're always a lawyer.
Yes.
Right? A man like Mr. Davis may say, I cannot speak to matters that are not before me. Right?
That's like a loophole.
That's what a KC would say. I cannot address matters that are not actually before me. And so this, that they would address it, or they're the only people who could address it. Why are you telling me that? We know that. The question is, have you made it, have you enabled them to address it? Have you submitted the official report to the office so that they could look at it officially?
In March 31st, Aaron, you and I had a show about this.
Yes.
We make all kind of noise.
I mean, you laughed at me, but yes.
I remember it was even in the newspaper.
Yes.
Right? So it's not as if the learned gentleman, Casey, the Prime Minister, is not aware. It's not as if Michael Pintard is not aware. They choose not. That's just me, by the way, being flippant. Forgive me. They choose not to be aware.
And they must be aware, because in this same article, in today's Tribune, some parliamentarians have still not disclosed. I'm going to read an excerpt. Bishop Cooper said, while 99% of them have filed, some have inexcusably not done so.
Hold on, what the word is again?
Inexcusably.
What that means?
That means they don't have no excuse.
Rotted!
They have not one excuse. Dear sir, it is vexing.
No, I'm mad. The beginning people like this. They like bad treatment.
I will continue to read. Quote, all of them are aware, he said. We did all that is necessary to keep them advised, so there's no excuse unless people are traveling and that kind of thing and they need to ask for an extension.
Hold on. We know the PLPs do a lot of traveling, so they might be traveling for the year.
No.
But hold on, Aaron. But did he say they did everything? They did all?
Yeah, I want to know, did you put up a notice, a billboard outside their home, or attach a notice to the door or the entryway that they're most likely to use to ensure that they saw the notice that they are in derelict?
I see what you're doing there. You're likening to the shanty towns, and they didn't give proper notice. Perhaps they didn't give proper notice because they didn't put no billboards up or didn't attach it to the door.
See, when when I was demanding and you were questioning whether, in fact, we as citizens had a right to demand that the matter be addressed, the good bishop indicated that we should be patient with them.
And be patient.
And give them some time to learn the law that they volunteered to uphold in their capacity as members of parliament.
So you now say it's inexcusable now.
Right.
Patience has gone. I have this text that said, man, we just should cancel the entire disclosure process. But that's corruption it leads to, though.
No, the Public Disclosures Act and the Public Accounts Committee are two primary tools.
Can be.
That citizens have available to them.
Can't be, Aaron. You're just making that up.
To keep parliamentarians in check.
So if it is not working, that means we're not keeping parliamentarians in check?
I think that's exactly what it means.
We have a caller here, Aaron. Let's play Washu. Any more thing? Because we have a couple more things I want to analyze.
So. Yeah.
But let's pass the caller through. Washu Tingham. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Pleasant. Good morning. Ms. Murray and Ms. Green.
Good morning. How are you doing, Sparky?
First of all, let me congratulated with my school friend, the Right Honorable Philip Edward Brave Davis a happy 72nd birthday. I remember that 72 because I'm 72 and he's 1 month, actually 31 days, but not beneath me. Did y'all ever hear this? There's a coconut tree in the graveyard in Cat Island that has three different heads on it. And if you go there 12 o'clock at night, you'll always find a shilling.
I heard there's one of those in Gambier House.
In Gambier House. I heard that too.
Yeah.
You think they transplanted the Cat Island tree into Gambier House?
Possibly.
And they say if you go 12 o'clock at night, you'll always find a old Bahamian shilling there. Now that shilling thing scare me. The coconut tree with three heads could be an arc of nature. But that shilling thing, to find a shilling now, it's one thing. But to find it in the graveyard at 12 o'clock at night, something happened. God must be visiting the Bahamas. That's all I can say.
Only if the shilling wasn't there at 11 o'clock at night. They say if the shilling was there at 11 o'clock at night and the quickest I could get to the graveyard is 12, I ain't got no problem.
I don't care what time at night the shilling get there. Just to find a shilling in the Bahamas now. You know, the money changed in 1966, you know.
Go ahead, Sparky. Continue. Oh, you're going. Okay, thank you very much, Sparky. I know about a three-headed coconut tree in the Gambier House also. I'm not sure if any shilling pops up at the Gambier House, but that's something for me to go investigate 12 o'clock at night. But they normally have security there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got
to
stop.
Absolutely. Yeah, so there are some more interesting parts of this article. What concerned me, when you read the excerpts, I'm still not sure if the Tribune is just repeating comments that the chairman made
long time ago,
earlier in the year, right? Because the chairman is quoted as saying, but we have submitted and are submitting names of those persons to the Prime Minister's office and the leader of the opposition, persons who have not yet disclosed. There are penalties and they can go up to $10,000. So the Attorney General, I guess, and the Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition will deal with that, but it's out of our hands once we've submitted that to them.
Throw the entire system away, Aaron. Throw it away. One, it looks like we'll never know the names of these MPs who said, I don't give a darn about what you're saying. We will never know. It's a secret. It's a secret for the parliamentarians so they can protect themselves, right? And we know that our leader of the opposition and our prime minister will not discipline their member of parliament. Yeah. We have member of parliament. So watch this, watch where you're going. Mm-hmm. We have member of parliament who in the honorable, stressing the word honorable, House of Assembly, who are accused of robbing or thiefing. I know the difference between robbing and thiefing. You can give me the definition. We have member of parliament who are accused of sexually assaulting women.
No, the word is rape.
No, the word is sexually assault, Aaron.
Rape. We have people who accuse
so
of
you
raping.
So you want to stop the whole show round about sexual assault?
No, we could go on.
It's sexual assault, Aaron. We can't be. And okay, let's just.
I mean, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying.
You're just trying to determine that it's rape. It's sexual assault, Aaron. Let's move on.
I mean, we could argue, but there's no need to argue.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
We have members of parliament accused in the House Assembly of.
You say it.
Sexual assault, right? And nothing happening. We're just watching. We have ministers who are saying that despite it being 3-4 months after the case has started, right? Or the investigation has started. This is typical time.
Yeah.
It might be my colleague, right? But this usual time for police to investigate these things. You don't need to panic. There's no cover-up. This long period of time is usual. You don't need to be alarmed. This is governance we have now, Aaron. So when I say throw away the whole disclosure thing, I mean that because this is the type of governance we like. We like it like this. We like it like this.
I'm astounded at the short memories of the Bahamian public, but I understand why. It's because we have no institutions to entrench these moments and this history into the public consciousness. He who controls the narrative rules the day. And as long as the PLP can and the FNM and any political party that manages to maintain power for more than 5 years, right, they can tell us anything because they know we have short memories.
And I'll leave it there because I want to transition against there.
Because I remember when we used to use the word rape.
You're going back to the rape word?
No, I'm just saying instead of sexual assault. I also remember when we used to use the word statutory rape as opposed to unlawful sexual intercourse when referencing adults having sex with minors. But I also remember when the heart was on the left side of the body. So, you know.
Yeah, but a minor could give consent. I remember a minister said that, just letting you know.
That's what a minister of the government said.
He's still there, though. And he ain't going nowhere.
And a defense lawyer.
That's the type of things we like. I think we like this.
No. I don't like it.
You who you is? You nobody.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love you still.
I certainly am not the body that says that 7-year-olds could consent to sex. That ain't me. That is not me. I never said that.
I would have demanded that you resign if you just say that.
I mean, I would have gone to your office and fired you if they let me in.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm just saying. But you're some good people. But let's transition. Let's transition because I want to talk about NIB.
Oh, no, just before we transition.
Go ahead.
I mean, I appreciate the commentary that you're making that what is the purpose of a public disclosure act if all of the people who hold responsibility to operate the act are derelict or seemingly ignore their duty, or like the good bishop would seek to convince us that his duty is not what it is, right? And before we move on from that, we need a public disclosures act because that is what protects the citizen from tyranny. But what we also need are members of parliament to begin to act with integrity.
You just want too much.
And do the right thing.
Aaron, you just want too much. That's all I said. You just want too much. Let's talk about NIB.
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been now since the minister responsible for NIB declaring that it's urgent that we do something for NIB?
A solid 2.5 years.
So for 2.5 years, the minister says urgent. And see, I'm going to use the word urgent a couple times, right?
Yeah.
To make sure the Bahamian people understand that urgent means something, mm-hmm. right? And if urgent means something, and it says lieu of that the account or the fund could collapse, I think that's why you use the word urgent. So if you don't act now, it'll be very expensive to catch back up or risk the whole account. He gave a report to the Prime Minister. The chairman of NIB has begged repeatedly in the media to act now.
Mm-hmm.
Says urgent.
Mm-hmm.
The Prime Minister ignored him. I remember once or twice, once or twice, I prodded you and said that the minister, responsible for NIB, Laroda, Miles Laroda, needs to resign
mm-hmm.
because he has challenged the Prime Minister too many times on this NIB because the Prime Minister has concluded that it's not urgent, that we can bypass any increase or any analytical approach to NIB, the increase to NIB or the fund being at risk, right? And that with him continuously prodding and challenging the Prime Minister, he does not deserve to be in cabinet anymore because the Prime Minister doesn't speak. It ain't urgent. We see that recently the Prime Minister has asked about NIB again,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we forgot about it. We then say, man, he ain't going to increase it. It is 2.5 years past. He can stay just like how it is. And all of a sudden, we have, after the prodding by the media, the Prime Minister put out a whole 4, 5, 6 paragraph letter saying there will be a rate hike because he didn't mention it at that first initial interview because they asked him about it and he just said, I will do something with it. And people prod again.
Well, he was great. He was very strong in his language.
You want to prepare? Go ahead.
I'm just saying he was very strong in his language. But I'm going to do something about it.
I like how you said it. I love your voice and all. You can sound just like him. He said, I'm going to do something about it. And people say, what? Don't worry about it. I can do something about it. And of course, less than 24 hours later, the letter came out.
Mm-hmm.
The letter came out and said, see, I told you I was going to do something about it. I'm not going to increase it until July
mm-hmm.
of next year.
Yeah.
Another year. Right? And then we see the chairman of the PLP said that we created the NIB fund and we'll save the NIB fund.
I saw that.
You know? And I'm watching. I'm saying,
because I wondered who crafted that press release and would suggest that it is the PLP party that is saving the NIB fund and not the government of the Bahamas that is saving the NIB fund.
You mean the same thing, Aaron?
No.
The PLD party is not the government?
No.
You say the government is for everybody?
Without a doubt.
You think the government is for everybody and not the PLP? It says the PLP. The PLP is for the PLPs.
Yeah.
They created it and they'll save it for the PLPs.
Sound like you don't know the difference between sexual assault and rape, sir.
I am a little ambiguous about it because a man can't rape his wife. Right? No?
Not under the law. Maybe under the street light, but not under the light of law.
I just prodding you to get some information.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But, Aaron, I want to know,
mm-hmm.
do anyone have a duty of care to the Bahamian people? Because it seems like we don't have, there's no one responsible to addressing mm-hmm. us to say how much money will be lost due to the delay of doing something, having an increase.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a report, or should there be a report to say, if we, like how they had, remember that's the BPL when they said if we did lock in the oil rate?
Yeah.
And then later on, we finally didn't lock it in, and we saw that we had to pay an extra umpteen $1 million.
Yeah.
And that report, and we was going back and forth of who's responsible for not locking in and responsible for that, and they say, anyway.
Yeah.
Is there, or should there be a report on how much loss there would be because our prime minister has overruled the board, has overruled the minister. See, I use the word overrule, purposely mm-hmm. using that, no.
Mm-hmm.
The minister to say that we ain't doing it now, we doing it later. Should there be a report?
Yeah, there should be a report. Of course there should be a report.
You think we're going to get a report?
Hopefully the Minister LaRota will create one and speak out.
We can't fire him for questioning our Prime Minister.
Out the back door.
He can't be questioning our Prime Minister. And he did it about three, four, five times. So
He did about nine times.
He needs to get disciplined. He can't be in the inside the cabinet questioning the Prime Minister like
that. It's a good thing we don't follow Westminster system.
He's lucky.
Laws to the tooth and nail.
He's lucky. That's why I say he's lucky. The audacity of the minister to challenge our prime minister. In public. Repeatedly.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm going to be honest with you.
I would have fired him a long time. You think that's why they won't help me in politics? No. You can't be questioning me in public. That's why our prime minister decided to ignore him.
See, that's what I...
You can't be talking to me.
You can't be questioning me in public. In private, things are different. And so I would say, to your earlier point, the prime minister wasn't ignoring LaRota. The prime minister's ignoring the public that expect a response to LaRota's insistent engagement.
And that's
the second part of the problem.
Go ahead.
The prime minister is not ignoring LaRota. First of all, we know that LaRota and the prime minister speak every day. I'm sure one of them has cut the eye of the other one at least twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no ignoring between the two of them. The question is, why are both LaRota and the prime minister ignoring the Bahamian people? Why are they having a conversation with each other in the public?
Interesting. So it's us they're ignoring. They're talking to each other.
Yes.
But they're saying talking to us.
Exactly.
Before we go to calls, because I see the phone light up. And the prime minister is going to tarry another year. It'll be 3 years now since the cry of urgent, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember we discussed, why don't they just raise the ceiling gap? The cap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Instead of taxing this poor, middle-class, working-class people, tax the rich people. They could afford it. Because I see the prime minister said, but, you know, things tough. That's mm-hmm. why I ain't increasing it right now. That's the excuse he used inside the letter. Mm-hmm. Right? Things tough, and I can wait till things get better so I can tax the Bahamian people, the middle-class and working-class. I said, but what about the rich people? Who can afford it? Right? Raise the ceiling gap to them. And you can leave us alone for a while. If you will wait for 3-4 years... 5 years until like, you leave.
The people who could afford to build junk new museums for foreigners, but not for Bahamians. Those are the people I think we're going to tax.
Look
right?
Where you gone, Aaron. You be so profound. Anyway, let's go to the caller, Aaron. Say, build junk new museum for foreigners and not for Bahamians. Bahamians don't want to go to no junk new museum. Anyway, go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning. The sample topic you on, I did speak on that the other day, and I said, let me call you on.
Yes, sir.
And The disclosure, until they put somebody who could, like I suggested, you put like a retired judge or even assistant commissioner of police form of them two together, then that would be some teeth. But when you can put a rev on this one who backed the PLP in charge, they ain't nothing with that. And they playing the ball game with us. Another thing, if your car is due to be licensed on the end of the month, and the police pull you over, let's say, 2 days after the end of the month, you got to pay a fine, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why does it look like one law for somebody else and the next law for other people? Mm-hmm. So until, again, I can repeat myself, until they appoint an independent person, maybe an ex-judge, like I say, maybe a former assistant commissioner of police, then that maybe will get some teeth into that. Now, a couple of things I would say. The next thing, when they have nomination day, they say that's the deadline for nomination. Everybody has their paper in. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, why they can't get their paper in when time is closed?
Huh? Because the people allow it.
Yeah, we have to do something about that. The next thing, and this is very important, they took out $100 million, and I keep saying this, from NIB, the OSEP, the Bank of the Bahamas. I don't know if you remember that. They took $100 million from NIB fund, government.
Okay, that's a routine thing, man. NIB is for capital development of the Bahamas.
No, but that's our money in that, you know. That ain't just the government money. That's our money will be put in the NIB.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take out $100 million and you ain't saying that must putting it back, and so what's going to happen? I'm going to go broke?
Yep. Without doubt.
Okay, so these are things what we need to know if they pay that money back.
Yep.
And another point, too, the Bank of the Bahamas going in a brand new, spanking new building.
No. Bank of the Bahamas?
No. The Bank of the Bahamas. That brand new building on the Six Legged Roundabout.
Oh.
I remember hearing that. I didn't read the article, but I remember.
Yeah, they in that building. And you know who owned that building?
No comment.
No. Don't tell us. Not quite yet.
No. I know what to say. Trust me. I don't want to say my rights.
I still.
You know who owned that building? Now, they can find money to do this and do that, and don't forget who backed up the Bank of the Bahamas was NIB. That's $100 million gone. Then you can say NIB. They got to go broke. Then the next thing I want, and this is my last comment.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, you have five people who owes the Bank of the Bahamas $100 million. Now, you do the math. Five. And that was published in the paper.
Yeah.
Thank you. These
are the kind of things why be the way we are, because people get away with all kind of nonsense. But anyhow, I could say some more, but I just...
I appreciate you, caller. Thanks very much, caller. No. I have a next caller here before we comment, Aaron. Go ahead to call our producer, Patrick, next caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call again once. Call again twice. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right. The caller made so many good points. I don't just rely on government, though, to make this information available to the public. I think government has an obligation to make information accessible, right? Information that is accessible by the public, to make it available. But where are the civil society organizations, right, that enjoy the sunshine that falls from the government's agenda, but doesn't want to do any of the work of being partners with the government? Where is the Chamber of Commerce and Employers Federation, right? Why are they not producing an annual NIB assessment, right, or outlook, looking into the future? Why are all of these people hogging up and enjoying the benefits of this sort of stature of being stakeholders in these industries or in these spaces, but not doing any of the requisite work?
Something the Prime Minister also said, that he plans to implement some new procedures within NIB to make sure that it stays afloat. And he plans to implement these things, I assume, because it's inside the CM letter as the date set for 2034. He can implement it now. He can wait a whole year afterwards so we can continue to lose money and continue to not...
No, man, that's a
mistake. He can do it now. He can do it now.
No, he's not. The increase is not going to happen.
No. You read that. You see that all of the new things, the mechanisms that he has in mind to improve NIB, none of that is going to be implemented now. It's going to take 12 months. Read it. We have another caller.
No, my eyes refuse to see that.
Go read it. We just don't analyze the news, and we just, because it's a cult. And it's a cult, you got to worship. And if you got to worship, you can't question. And the moment you start questioning your cult leaders, we got to dispose of you. But let me put the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Put the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
And good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy, beautiful, rainy day.
Oh, boy. Why you say that like that?
Listen, the trees are loving it. Don't you think so?
I think the trees are loving it.
Aaron, I tried to call you last week, but some of them solid plum, and I could not get through to save my life loving those plum from a child.
Oh, you had some, and you were trying to call the shit?
No, I wanted some again.
I understand.
But my thing is, I think it was last week or week before last, I called and asked the same question that things has happened, but we don't ever know the result or the outcome because they never come back to us and say, I just asked about those MPs on their disclosure if they have ever disclosed.
Yeah.
And now to find out that they haven't disclosed, I mean, it's terrible, man. Somebody needs to name and shame these persons. Because, I mean, I'm going to...
The names are a secret. You weren't supposed to know the names. It's a secret.
See, I'm getting at Mr. Neary right now. I'm going to play the devil's advocate.
You know, you're just a voter.
The names are public record. Only the prime minister and the leader of the opposition can decide who will be prosecuted.
But you can know the names?
But the names are public record.
You know the
names? So we know who they are?
No.
I know the name of the chairman who's supposed to reveal the names.
He ain't really be a
chairman. I want to know his name. I want to know the names of the MPs because I want to know if my MPs, if you're that careless and not disclosing on time, that's telling me the type of person that I have overlooking the affairs of my community. Don't you think so?
Not just that. Why should you be allowed to operate with different rules? You're politically exposed. You already have advantages that other citizens in society don't have, both legally and socially, right? Mm-hmm. Why should you be given a break when other people are never given a break? Some people can't even catch a break from their parents, man.
Agreed. So I'm trying to figure out now if the names are going to be printed in the newspaper, because like you was reading that the bishop, the good bishop, saying he is about to notify Mr. Pintan and Prime Minister Davis. How come you're about to do this? Shouldn't this have been done since March? You understand? I'm confused, you know, because it seems like it's a silly game.
I appreciate you.
The us as Bohemian persons, and like I say, I'm going to play the devil's advocate because Mr. Neary seems to think that we have good honorable persons.
We do have good honorable people in the house. And
I'm going to play the devil's advocate for you, Mr. Neary.
Get behind me, Satan.
Because at the end of the day, when they do disclose, you can't say they didn't come deal with it. Mind you, you have no clue what they come deal with because they never disclose.
Thanks very much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Let me read from this article. Last year, some first-time MPs said they were unaware there was a legal requirement to file financial disclosures under the Public Disclosures Act.
The audacity to say that.
Yeah. The audacity. Considering the lengths that the PLP went and went to let us, the public, know how they were preparing their candidates.
They had a school and put in quotes university to make sure every member of parliament is aware of the parliamentary procedures. They ain't come there naive.
And you know what one of the foundational principles of law in common law in the Bahamas is? Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
What if you just blatantly ignore it? I see we have another caller here. I want to give a shout out to my stepfather, Jack, because I know he's listening. Also to Mr. Taylor, who has Taylor Food Store, because I know he's listening. Mm-hmm. Also Miss Jackie, who has the best breakfast. I want to give her a shout out too. But let's go to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, and Dawn. I forget to say hello to Dawn, because Dawn's listening too. Go ahead there.
CA and Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, it's quite interesting. You know, everyone in the last, before the last election, was pointing about all the faults that that current administration, the F&M administration, was so guilty of. All of the atrocities, all of the mistakes, all of the missteps, so on and so forth. And here comes a party or a group of persons in a party who claimed that they were better, who claimed that they were coming to do things that was legally unjust, and yet we get even some of the worst of the same old going on. You know, we have a prime minister right now, and, you know, it's egg on his face, and he should be ashamed, because being a seasoned politician in this country, I've been through many of these caucuses before. Maybe, yes, this is for his rodeo for being prime minister, but the procedures have not changed as it pertains to public disclosing letting the relevant persons who are called by the PAC or the PDC to account for information that these people want. Why is it today that these persons still yet have not disclosed? There's no excuse. There's none whatsoever. And even if you try to give an excuse, there is no excuse. That person who I called earlier who spoke about if you did a traffic infraction 2 days after, let's say, for instance, your car was supposed to be licensed, but yet you were pulled on the side 2 days later because you were not still fully within the law. Wouldn't you not have been penalized? Yep. Why is it that we have yet to see politicians put before the court? Are they gods? Are they above the law? We have to get serious.
And
this is why I'm closing on this point.
Yes, sir.
This is why our children today do not follow laws. The households do not follow laws. Because when the leaders of the country do not follow the laws, it isn't even laughable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Jeff.
Jeff, that's Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, just the powerful contribution. The children are watching. The children are modeling the behavior. The parents are watching the politicians, and they're modeling their behavior. It's just a trickle down. But this is the basic public disclosures. This is the basics of holding parliamentarians and politicians to account.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break here, and I want to discuss what is happening. I see a statement by Monroe. What Monroe said?
Monroe says he was not prepared to work with prison chief.
See, something like that is bothering me.
Look here, I can let them know I am not prepared to live in Her Majesty's prison at this time, and I request alternate accommodations.
Especially knowing something's happening at the Ministry of Transport with the permanent secretary, the parliament secretary there. So anyway, let me go on the break. Guardian Radio on the AM, Mashdown Wednesday. We analyzing the news. Aaron Green is with me. It's a CA Nuri. I see you calling. We're going to be right back. Play the commercial there.
The patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge, so we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard.
What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th. Get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242. Or visit thebahamasgames.org.
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM. This is CA Nuri, of course, with Aaron Green, and we have an hour mashup Wednesday where we merge two shows together as we analyze the news. Right now, we're going to talk about Minister of National Security. He tends to be in the news always, you know. Can be saying some odd things, but nobody analyzing it, nobody questioning it. And sometimes I wonder if the Prime Minister hear what you said last, just now, right? Because, no, I like him. I'm not talking about the individual. I'm talking about the flippancy of what he says and how they go un... What the right word?
Addressed?
Unaddressed by the leadership of the party, by the leadership of, like I said, leadership, the chairman of the party, leadership of the government. How is it that a minister can tell a civil servant, a public servant, that I ain't prepared to work with you? Then you gotta move then. If you were prepared to work with me, and I is an employee who permanent and pensionable, and you just came here for at the whim of the prime minister, and you have issues, time for you to move. That's how I look at it, right? Especially when you're hearing at the Ministry of Transport that the PS there is whom? And people are asking, which means she whom? Whom? Anyway, we got to investigate that. And that's where the news people come in. Like, I'm no news person.
Yeah,
but so the news people need to investigate that.
Let me just make a point, stick a pin. For those who interest themselves in Bahamian politics, I'm going to suggest that you take the time to find two television series, one called Yes Minister and one called Yes Prime Minister, one a spin-off of the other. What you'll learn in that is traditionally in the British Westminster, in the British operation of the Westminster system, that prime ministers would rotate or shuffle ministers, right? That was a standard practice, shuffle ministers. Hubert Ingram, once he took power, I think came into a nifty, savvy political practice of shifting both PSs, permanent secretaries, and ministers. That's what he did.
Yes.
Right? And I don't know if he set a precedent, right? Not the act itself, but the act unaddressed, the act undocumented, the act undeclared. He did it without telling people why he did it.
Just shuffle them.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to read that article, but I see the caller keep on calling back. Loud, they call it a press room.
Producer, take...
And then we go straight to that article. And I want people, Bahamian people to analyze it to see if this should be a problem. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
No, dude.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller Green once.
Hey, you can hear me?
I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, and good day, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
I hear the caller say egg on the prime minister's face, but with the egg on his face, I'll take it off. I don't want to wish him happy birthday today. This thing with Wayne Monroe with telling the civil servants sound like conflict of interest. If you check this through what was reported in the news, sound like he had one client in there and that man didn't do what he's supposed to do or what he wanted him to do. And, you know, I don't know if politics involved with it also, but sound like conflict of interest. Sometimes, you know, as a former lawyer and stuff, now he's the Minister of National Security in charge of these things. I don't think it's what you do, it's how you do things, Tim. You know, Ms. Green, you know what Kamala or Pamela coming over here for? I think she's coming tomorrow. Is she bringing something for us?
That's Ms. Harris. Obama? You can't call the Vice President of the United States by her first name.
The Vice President of the United States, Mrs.
Go ahead.
Kamala Harris is coming to the Bahamas tomorrow for a one-day meeting. She is speaking primarily on matters of climate change and the regional and international agreements and mechanisms that hopefully will be adopted by CARICOM members and members of the American states, not just the United States of America, to address climate change. It's also, June is Caribbean Heritage Month. June is Caribbean Heritage Month as well. And so that's a month like African Black History Month in the U.S. June is a month.
We're in the Caribbean.
To build, yes, we are.
Just making sure you know.
Yes, we are in
go
the
ahead.
Caribbean.
But just go read the Wayne Monroe article so we get that into the. So if we
absolutely.
Have to, yes, go ahead.
In a new court, the article is entitled, Monroe Says He Was Not Prepared to Work with Prison Chief. In a new court filing, Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe has outlined events he said led to a decision within days of the change in government in September 2021 to place Commissioner of Corrections Charles Murphy on administrative leave, including what he contends was Murphy's inability to provide an update on COVID-19 protocols at the prison. Monroe also alleges that Murphy had possibly exposed him to contempt of court by failing to immediately follow a Supreme Court order that a man who was in custody be released from the facility. Monroe also said the government has had to pay almost $500,000 to officers suspended without disciplinary process. Yet I don't see you asking anybody from the Royal Bahamas Police Force to step down, Minister of National Security.
You already can laugh.
right? Let's go back to the article. Murphy, who remains on administrative leave, has taken legal action against the government, seeking an order quashing the decision to place him on leave. After he was sent home, the two deputy commissioners of corrections, Bernadette Thompson-Murray and Dawn Claire, who had been forced to take leave by the former administration, were brought back to the prison, with Claire now serving as acting commissioner.
So another lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah.
We can pay him for paying home and not working again.
Right, and then he's going to sue.
Yes, and our prime minister is watching this now. The truth is, as we got to go, William Monroe must leave the Ministry of National Security. He has to. He just has to.
I mean, just across the board, misstep after misstep.
Got in the AM. Thank you very much. Let's go.